You are now listening to a SimplyScripts.com presentation read by iScript.com. Old 99 Face. Written by Cameron Mitchell. Faden. Interior. Evan's bedroom. Day. Evan Crane, 10, sleeps in his bed. Scattered clothes, shoes, textbooks, and magazines litter the floor. Posters of Master Chief from Halo, Iron Man, and the Incredible Hulk line the walls. A knock at the door. Allie, 40, Evan's mom, opens the door and pokes her head in. Allie,
come on, Evan, you're running late.
She shuts the door, then quickly opens it again and smiles.
And happy Halloween.
Evan rubs his eyes, sits up, he smiles. Evan,
Halloween.
Exterior, Evan's house, day. Evan, backpack slung over his shoulders, walks out of the house. His little sister, Sadie, 7, walks right behind him. Sadie wears a witch costume, complete with small broom and black pointy hat. Evan's dad, Michael, 43, kisses Sadie on the cheek as he walks to his car. Michael,
that's a scary witch right there.
As Michael reaches his car, he calls out to Evan.
Evan, make sure you have Sadie back here by 4, okay? You sure you don't want to come trick-or-treating with us?
Evan, give me a break, Dad.
All right, tough guy. You two have a good day.
Sadie.
Bye, Daddy.
Michael gets in his car and backs it out of the driveway. Bobby Janky, 10, ambles along the sidewalk and gives Michael a wave. Michael waves back as he drives off. Bobby walks over to Evan and Sadie. Bobby.
Let's get a move on. We're late.
Evan.
We'll make it, Bobby.
Bobby.
I know a shortcut.
Exterior, sidewalk, suburban street, day. Red, orange, and yellow leaves fall gently from the trees that line the sidewalk. Evan, Sadie, and Bobby walk together. Evan looks around the neighborhood. Evan.
Never been this way.
Bobby.
I told you. It's a shortcut.
They walk past an odd-looking house. It stands out in this well-kept area. Faded paint peels off a rickety picket fence. Overgrown weeds choke the lawn. The three-story house looks decrepit from years and years of neglect. Bobby.
Quick, hold your breath or old 99 Face will get ya.
Bobby quickly inhales and holds it. Sadie does the same. Her cheeks puff out like balloons. Evan.
What are you talking about?
Bobby lets out his breath. Bobby.
The ghost of old 99 Face lives in there. He was this old hermit who would only come out at night and steal things from the neighborhood.
Evan.
So, why did they call him old 99 Face?
Because he was so old and wrinkly, he looked like he was about 100.
Sadie continues to hold her breath.
Then why not call him old 100 Face?
Didn't sound as good, I guess.
Sadie's face turns purple. Evan notices.
Breathe, Sadie.
Sadie exhales. Sadie.
But what about old 99 Face?
Evan.
That's just a story Bobby made up, as usual. Come on, let's go.
Interior, school cafeteria, day. Evan sits at a table with Bobby. Jake, 10, and Will, 11, sit with them. Jake.
Evan, you've been living here since summer and you never heard of old 99 Face?
Evan.
No, what's the big deal?
Jake.
That house is totally haunted.
Sure.
Seriously, when he was living, that old guy would just stay in his house all day, smoking his pipe, peeking through the windows.
Will.
Then, in the middle of the night, he would walk around the neighborhood, break into houses and steal things. You ever heard of Todd Rogers?
Evan shakes his head.
He was a friend of my older brother. He broke into old 99 Face's house a couple of years ago on Halloween.
Bobby.
That's right. This kid went into the house on a dare. He says he heard all kinds of weird noises in there and ran out. But he stole an ashtray. Then, later that night, all the lights went out in Todd's house, and he heard this wheezing sound. When the lights come back on, Todd's dog was gone.
Evan.
You're saying the ghost took him?
Bobby.
That's right. If you steal something from old 99 Face, he'll come for you, and he'll take something you love back to his house, and you'll never see it again. Ever.
Evan shakes his head and smiles. He takes a sip of his chocolate milk. Evan.
Man, you guys will believe anything.
Interior, Evan's bedroom, day. Evan, dressed as Master Chief from Halo, inspects himself in the mirror, nods with approval.
Yeah.
Exterior, Evan's house, day. Evan, pillowcase in hand, stands in the front yard with Sadie. Allie takes a photo of them as they stand together. Michael sees Bobby walk towards them. Bobby wears a navy suit, gray-haired wig, and glasses. The pillowcase he carries has a big dollar sign written in black magic marker. Michael.
Hey, Bobby, who are you supposed to be?
Bobby.
Bernie Madoff.
Michael looks at his wife and shakes his head.
Let's go, Ev.
Evan and Bobby head for the sidewalk. Other young trick-or-treaters walk around the neighborhood. Allie.
Remember, you guys, be back here by 7:30 and we'll head to the festival together, okay?
Evan nods and waves. Evan.
Bye, Mom.
Exterior, sidewalk, suburban street, night. Evan and Bobby walk along the street, lugging their pillowcases that bulge with candy. Bobby.
What a haul, man.
Evan.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of carrying this. Let's head back.
Bobby's eyes lock on something across the street.
Hey.
He nods and Evan follows his gaze to the house of Old 99 Face.
I dare ya.
What?
Go in there and steal something.
No way.
Scared, huh? Thought you didn't believe in ghosts.
I don't.
Then go in and take something, and I swear I'll never call you chicken again.
I've never heard you call me chicken.
Well, not to your face. Got the guts or not?
Evan looks at Bobby, then to the dark old house. Slowly, he turns back to Bobby.
Fine.
Exterior, front porch, Old 99 Face's house, night. Evan steps onto the wooden boards of the porch. He looks back to Bobby, who crouches down in the tangled vegetation of the front yard. Evan tries the knob on the front door. It resists at first, then the door slowly creaks open. He looks back to Bobby, who gives a thumbs up. Evan looks down, shakes his head, then walks inside. Interior, foyer, night. Evan walks in and slowly shuts the door behind him. He pulls a mini flashlight from his pocket and shines it around. Dust and cobwebs cover everything. The foyer teems with old furniture, boxes, random knickknacks, and clutter of every kind imaginable. Evan sees bundles of envelopes wrapped with rubber bands. He picks up a bundle and shines his flashlight on it. The name on the envelope is Mr. Ransome Skaghorn. Evan.
Ransome Skaghorn?
Evan tosses the bundle back on the floor.
He probably liked Old 99 Face better.
Evan sees an adjacent room with the door slightly ajar. He walks over and pushes the door open. It groans in protest. Interior, smoking room, night. Evan enters and shines his light around the room. A large bookcase covers one wall. A multi-leveled wooden rack sits on another wall. Dozens of smoking pipes rest in individual slots upon the rack. Old packets of tobacco sit under the pipes. Evan walks over and looks at the pipes. Briar, calabash, corn cob, and meerschaum pipes sit in perfect order. Evan picks up a black briar pipe. He hears a noise from upstairs. A loud, excruciated wheeze fills the house. Evan's eyes go wide and he backs up against a wall. He hears footsteps creaking above him. They slowly make their way to the stairway. Evan bolts from the room. Interior, foyer, night. Evan runs for the door, pipe still in hand. He grabs the door and struggles to yank it open. A hacking cough echoes through the house as footsteps march down the stairs. Evan doesn't turn to look. He pulls open the door and runs. Exterior, Old 99 Face's house, night. Evan leaps off the porch and into the weeds. He streaks past Bobby. Bobby.
Evan!
Bobby carries both pillowcases and struggles to chase after Evan. Exterior, sidewalk, suburban street, night. Bobby runs down the sidewalk on a dark section of street. The overstuffed pillowcases batter his legs as he scurries along. He finally catches up with Evan, who sits under an old oak tree. Evan gulps lungfuls of air and wipes the sweat from his face. Bobby.
What happened? Ev, what happened?
Evan can only shake his head in shock.
You did it! I can't believe it!
Evan looks up to Bobby, who points downward. Evan looks at his right hand, sees the pipe. Evan.
I forgot I still had it.
Evan stands, looks at the pipe.
Let's go.
Evan grabs his pillowcase from Bobby and hurries down the sidewalk. Bobby struggles to keep up.
Evan, what happened in there? What happened?
Interior, Michael's car, night. Michael drives and Allie sits beside him. Evan, Sadie, and Bobby, still in costume, sit in the back. Evan holds the pipe in his hands, studies it. Allie looks back and Evan quickly pockets it. Allie.
You guys all right back there? Kinda quiet.
Evan. Yeah, fine. Exterior, community center, night. The car pulls into the parking lot of the community center. A banner hung out front reads, Cold Shivers Family Halloween Festival, 8 till midnight. Interior, community center, night. Parents and costumed kids fill the large hall. Orange and black streamers hang from the ceiling. Cardboard spiders and skeletons dangle everywhere. Evan stands in a corner with Bobby. He inspects the black briar pipe. Bobby.
Are you going to tell me what happened or not?
Evan.
I saw something. Well, I mean, I heard something.
What?
I don't know.
Michael, Allie, and Sadie watch kids as they bob for apples. A boy submerges his head and comes up empty. Sadie.
How come nobody can get the apples, Mommy?
Allie. You need a really big mouth, honey. Michael.
Yeah, where's that Bobby Janky?
Allie playfully slaps her husband's shoulder. Then the lights in the hall begin to flicker on and off. Evan and Bobby look around as the lights flicker and the music goes in and out. Then the power cuts out completely. A few kids scream in fright. But another sound fills the hall, a thick, heavy wheezing. It continues for several seconds. The lights flicker again, and the power returns. Monster Mash resumes on the stereo. Allie looks to Michael. Allie.
What was that?
Michael shrugs. Allie.
Sadie, do you want to?
Allie looks down, but doesn't see Sadie. Her little witch hat lies on the floor. Worried, Allie bends down, picks it up, and shows it to Michael. Michael immediately begins to search the crowded hall for his daughter.
Sadie! Sadie!
Allie spots Evan and Bobby. She runs over. Evan instantly sees the panic in his mother's eyes.
Allie. Have you seen Sadie?
Evan.
No, I thought she was with us. When the lights came back on, she was gone.
Allie looks around in desperation.
You two stay here.
Evan looks down at the pipe in his hand. Realization hits him. He looks at Bobby.
He took her. He took her.
Bobby.
You mean?
Bobby, how do I get her back?
I don't know. I thought it was all just made up. Maybe Sadie just
Evan pushes Bobby up against the wall with both hands.
How do I get her back?
An MC stops the music and talks over the speaker system. Michael anxiously stands next to him. MC.
Excuse me, folks. We have a lost little girl. Her name is Sadie, and she's 7 years old. She's dressed in a witch costume. If you spot her, please bring her up to the booth. Thank you.
Evan looks back to Bobby.
Tell me, Bobby.
Bobby.
I don't know if it's true, but I heard if you return what you stole before midnight, old 99 Face will give back what he took from you.
Evan looks at his watch. It reads 11:42 p.m. He sprints for the exit. Exterior, suburban street, night. Evan races down the sidewalk. He passes under a streetlight and glances at his watch. 11:57. Exterior, old 99 Face's house, night. Nearly breathless, Evan kicks open the fence, storms through the weeds, and springs onto the porch. He tries the knob, but the door won't open. He tries again and slams his shoulder into it, but it won't budge. He looks at his watch. 11:59. With a cry of fury, Evan kicks open the door and runs straight for the smoking room. Interior, smoking room, night. Evan bursts into the room, reaches for the rack, and places the pipe in its rightful place. He looks at his watch. It just turns midnight. He steps back and looks around.
Okay, I returned the pipe before midnight. Can I have my sister back? Please? Please, Mr. Skaghorn? I'm sorry.
A door out in the foyer creaks open. Evan runs out. Interior, foyer, night. Evan sees Sadie step out of a closet. He runs to her and embraces her tightly. Sadie.
Evan, how did I get here? Where are we?
Evan.
Come on, Sadie. Let's go.
Exterior, community center, night. A police car sits outside of the center. Michael and Allie talk to an officer. Bobby stands nearby. Sadie, off screen.
Mommy!
Allie looks over and sees Evan and Sadie walking hand in hand. She runs over and hugs her daughter. Allie.
Oh, thank God. Where did you find her, Evan?
Sadie.
We were at old 99 Face's house and I saw Evan and...
Allie looks over at Evan with a confused look. Evan.
I just found her on the sidewalk a few blocks away.
Michael walks over with Bobby. He gives Sadie a hug. Michael.
Let's go home, guys.
Interior, Evan's bedroom, night. Evan lies in bed. He holds a small Snickers bar, plays with the wrapper. He tosses it back on an untouched pile of candy. Exterior, old 99 Face's house, night. A puff of smoke drifts out from a broken window on the first floor. A loud, raspy chuckle from within the house disturbs the still of the night. Fade out. You have been listening to a SimplyScripts.com presentation, read by iScript.com. Old 99 Face by Cameron Mitchell. This audio recording is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 3.0 license. Please share freely, but do not change it or sell it. Our privacy policy strictly forbids the resale or transfer of any iScript product that you obtain a limited license to by downloading the script for your personal use. We have agreed with all parties that provide availability of scripted material that we will cooperate to the fullest extent allowed by law to prosecute any unauthorized user of an iScript product.